This is Garrett.
Hi, Garrett. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, and yourself?
I am good. Thank you for asking. By the way, the reason why I called is just to go over a quick progress review on your account. Do you have a few minutes?
I do.
Awesome. All right. So, this is going to be very quick. Just wanted to go over a quick data in regards to the progress. So currently, your account is already showing on the first page of the Google search results. And soft washing services and roof cleaning are one of those keywords that are bringing your business on the first page of Google search results. Okay. On top of that, we have a total of 14 leads reflecting on the client dashboard. And that's 5 phone calls, 4 text messages, and it shows that there has been 4 leads from Facebook ads and the Google Verified program. And then moving on to the Facebook ads, in the past 30 days alone, we have actually gained good online presence. Your Facebook ad has been reviewed or has been viewed 3,321 times, and there have been 58 clicks on it. And with those, it shows that there has been 2 leads from the Facebook ads.
Nice.
Right. And then for Google Verified, once again, that has obtained 4 leads. And currently, for optimization, we would like to request for any new business photos that you can send so that we can use for Google Posts. Google Posts is actually one of what's helping us with the optimization, most especially with costing traffic on your Google business profile. So for photos, you can either upload it to the client dashboard or have it sent to us through email.
Yeah, I'll upload them to the client dashboard. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, a lot of those people are shopping, and I've actually – so one of them never called me back. It just saying, when it says it's a Google Verified lead, 2 of them have now come in to me with just a phone number.
Uh-huh.
And it's just really inconvenient to be trying to talk to a customer and not even know their name. You know, like, I don't care so much that I don't know what service they want or what their address is, but it's extremely important that I know their name so that way I can address them professionally. And so I've had to – one of them never called me back because I didn't know the person's name or what they were doing or what – I don't even know what it was related to, honestly. But one of them I did get a hold of and, you know, I talked to them and stuff. But I think there's a lot of shopping going on, which I don't mind. It's still a verified lead. But the thing is to me it's not a verified lead without at least a name, right? So I don't know if there's something that we can get to make that more – relevant, but that would definitely help me when I'm calling a customer back and asking them, you know, what they need done if I can address them by their name.
I totally understand. Now, basically, their name will not show up on the client dashboard or on the leads tab in the client dashboard, as these clients gets to call you through your Google Verified campaign. That means they're calling you directly through the Google Verified campaign without them having to fill out anything.
Okay, because, I've had a couple of them come in with the name and their requested services, and then the other 2 with no name or nothing. So that was just – it just made it harder for me, you know.
Right.
But, yes, that is – I guess that is just the way it works. So I would imagine some will come in with the full name and everything. And then the other without. And then that was the thing. I had one yesterday, and she's from Klamath, and I was blown away. But that's like 2.5 hours north of me, and I'm like, oh, I'm just sorry. I can't service 5-hour drive time with the $8 a gallon of fuel.
I see then, right.
Yeah.
But I believe the one that you received yesterday, it is a good thing, yes, definitely. Now, the one that you received yesterday was not a Google Verified lead, and it does show her name, and that's because it's her caller ID, if I'm not mistaken. So for any calls that you receive with caller ID, the client dashboard will show their name on the client dashboard. Also, we would also like to, recommend that you gain more reviews. Gaining more reviews is also helping with optimization and getting into the rankings. Now, client dashboard, by the way, gives you three options on how you can request reviews. We have there the link that you can copy and paste to an email or a text message. We have a request review button that's going to ask for your customer's name, phone number, and email address. And we have the QR code, so you can generate a QR code through the client dashboard. And that way, when, let's say you completed a job for a client, you can have them scan the QR code, and then they can leave a review for you from there.
Yes, I'm going to actually, so I'm having my wife help me a little bit on bookkeeping and administrative purposes. So we've, on one of our lists to do, and I'm going to try to push on it pretty hard this coming week, is to contact all the past and customers and ask them to leave a review and just kind of bug them a little bit, because like I said, I ask every time, and it's even in my invoice where it gives them a link and they're just not picking the time to do it. And it's very unfortunate because, you know, spending 8 hours on or 16 hours on a man's roof wearing climbing equipment, and you can't take 5 minutes to give a review. It's just very hard on a small business. But yes, we're going to try to work on getting more of them next week, and then hopefully we can gain some more traction there.
Awesome. Awesome. And another reason for my call today, Garrett, is that I would like to go over with optimization for ranking.
Yeah.
Right. So I wanted to conduct an optimization for ranking on your Google business profile or your local SEO. And that's because some of the keywords are still not showing in the rankings just yet.
Okay.
All right. So let me just get into it really quick here. All right. So it's just a few information that I will need to verify with you, though. So for the address, right now it's not showing anywhere online. It's currently hidden. Would you be okay with showing your address online, or do you wish to keep it?
Well, honestly, I do know it helps with SEO. I just I only have my home address, and that is a little invasive because I have a child and a wife.
I see.
And if someone actually were to ask me to do an estimate, it was a scam. They could send me to Arcata, which is a 2-hour drive, and they could come rob my house. Not to say that it would happen, but, you know, there's always those hypothetical scenarios that have been scary in the past. But you know what? Let's go for it. I can always take it off when I optimize. I can, you know, hide it again. I just can't afford a storefront yet. So
I totally understand. Now, yes, we sure can go ahead and show your address. Now, this is the expectation, Garrett. Address is one of the major information that Google will be needing as far as verification. So changing or showing your address online may trigger re-verification. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've done it before, so it wouldn't hurt, I guess. I can just do it again.
Okay.
I know it takes time.
Right. But, yes, I'll definitely go ahead and have the address to be visible on your listings, and once re-verification, or just in case re-verification will be required by Google, I'll definitely let you know as well.
Okay. Yeah, so I did change my address recently.
Oh, okay. Should we update the address on file as well then?
We should. We should make sure it's
current. All right, yes. If you can please provide me with a new address, please.
815.
Mm-hmm.
Bryceland Thorn Road, that's BRICELAND, space, Thorn, THORNE. And that's in Redway, REDWAY, California, 95560.
All right. So I just wanted to confirm if I got the address right. So what I have here is, I'm sorry, that's 815 Bryceland Thorn Road in Redway, California, 95560.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And now, let me just check here. Business hours already shows 24/7, which is good. Service areas, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. So currently your account shows there's 11 service areas. Now, just in case there's a need to, would you be okay if we condense the service areas? Condensing it would mean that we will be reviewing the service areas, making sure that it's all is within 2-hour distance from your base. And with that being said, that will actually lessen it to at least 5 to 10 service areas only.
Yeah, so where I live, there's a lot of spread out towns, so there's a lot of service area to cover.
Got it. So we can have it condensed to at least 5 to 10 service areas then with the current service areas that we have?
Yes. I do know I have a target area where the majority of money will be made. I think that's, you know, north of me about 50 minutes. So that's something to consider. And if you need to verify that like little geographical area, I'd be happy to.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind, providing me with what area that is so that I can take notes.
There's a few cities that are, up north. I can name them off to you if you're ready. And it's all the surrounding towns that are in those areas as well. But primarily it's Fortuna, California,
mm-hmm.
Eureka, California.
All right.
Arcata, California.
Uh-huh.
McKinleyville, California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the other one. Blue Lake.
Uh-huh.
Rio Del.
All right.
And I think those are the majority of the northern cities. So I think if we name those areas off, that the majority of those customers will understand that I do serve their area. The rest are in Southern Humboldt, where I live.
Okay. So, yes, we do have all of these areas in your
listed.
Service areas. Yeah, we have them listed,
perfect.
As well as Humboldt. So, right. So,
yeah.
That should
Humboldt,
be good.
Humboldt is the key. It's like, as long as my service area is Humboldt County, on a vague spectrum, everyone should understand that I serve Humboldt County.
Got it. Thank you so much for that. All right, let me just take note of the service areas here really quick. All right, and then lastly, I would like to go over your keywords just to make sure we have up-to-date information in regards to the services that you offer.
Okay.
So we have a couple of keywords. I'm going to go over it. Let me know if there's any that needs to be removed or if there's anything that needs to be added, okay?
Okay.
All right, so keywords that we have are pressure washing services, soft washing services, house washing, roof cleaning, roof cleaning services, gutter cleaning, driveway cleaning, exterior cleaning services, concrete cleaning services, fence cleaning, fence washing, deck washing, window cleaning, building washing, residential soft washing, commercial soft washing, commercial pressure washing, mold removal, mildew removal, and moss removal.
So the I think we can get rid of the mold and mildew removals.
All right.
That takes a special license. Like, can we do it? Yes, we do it in our based in our service when someone's already we're already there and it's something that we can handle. But if someone Googles mold removal, I don't want to be called specifically for that. But the moss removal is key.
All right, so we're going to be keeping moss removal.
For sure, yeah. It's mostly on people's roofs, and that's, like, our biggest primary service that people request us for.
Got it. All right, thank you so much for clarifying that.
I mean, you can. So if you're taking off mold and mildew removal, you can add algae removal.
All right, I'll take note of that.
Because algae is really crust. Yeah, algae is prevalent here. It's all over people's buildings and their roofs, and then that's something we can get rid of really easy.
Got it. Thank you so much for that. So
for
we'll
sure.
be adding algae removal. There you go. Anything else that needs to be added, maybe?
I think that's you've got everything that it should be. Plenty good.
All right. All right, then. All right, and once again, we do recommend, and I totally understand you've been working on this, but yes, we do recommend to gain more reviews. Also,
sure.
if you upload any new business photos or have it sent to us via email. And lastly, if you get to gain new reviews, we do highly recommend it gets responded as well.
Perfect. Oh, I always respond to my reviews. I know
awesome.
It's crucial.
Right, yes, I do see that all of your reviews are being responded. Thank you so much. By the way, Client Dashboard has a new feature wherein it automatically replies to your reviews if they are not replied within 2 hours.
Okay.
So that's something that you can always toggle on and off on the Client Dashboard should you wish your reviews or the response to your reviews to be more personalized or if you want to do it on your end.
Perfect.
All right, and that was just all it for me. We'll proceed with optimization or with optimizing your Google business profile for ranking. Do you maybe have any questions, Garrett? Is there anything that I can assist you with today?
No, I'm good. I appreciate it.
For sure. All right, well, thank you so much for your time, Garrett. Should there be anything else, please know you can always reach out to us, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You have a great rest of the day, Garrett. Thank you so much for your time once again.
Bye-bye,
Mom.